Want to teach your kids financial literacy, but not sure where to start? Greenlight can help. With Greenlight, parents can keep an eye on kids' spending and saving, while kids and teens use a card of their own to build money confidence. As a parent, you can send instant money transfers, set up chores, automate allowance, and more. It's a convenient way to run your household, customized to your family's needs, and the easy way to raise financially smart kids. Get started with Greenlight today and get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey.
This show is brought to you by 5-Hour Energy. Being a fan is a hands-on job, which is why we're freeing up your hands for cheering, jeering, and everything in between. With 5-Hour Energy Fan E-Pack, you'll be fully equipped to hit the tailgate with all the energy you and your fellow diehards need for rooting on the home team. No matter what, just take a shot past the rest to your entire squad and keep the good times rolling. Now available on 5hourenergy.com with the purchase of Stan the Fan 5-Hour Energy. Shipped nationwide.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We have a special Wednesday edition of Ask Reddit coming up in 20 minutes at 6:40 because, you know, we didn't get to it yesterday. We had so much to get to yesterday. We had the Jerry Jones interview where he popped on with us as he does every Tuesday.
I mean, yesterday it was we couldn't look away from the G-bag car crash.
Right.
We had to. That's right. Once we got into that, yeah. That took up our time there.
That was a good 30 minutes that we talked about the G-bag car crash.
I did talk to Brian about that yesterday. Brian said that he literally told Eric during that break when they were arguing, which we talked about on camera, he said he literally told Eric, he's like, if you don't like the way we talk draft, go sit in the corner.
Well, all right. Sit in the corner. Boy, he sunned him there.
Yeah. It felt like he sunned him on the air. And off the air, he absolutely did. Yes. He would go to your room.
Absolutely. Don't talk about the draft. Don't talk about the draft. Don't say that. Don't be nice. Be nice about the draft show. Oh, man. Okay, so yesterday was NFL trade deadline, and the Cowboys, if you don't know, made a blockbuster, Bobby, and they sent a fourth-round pick to Carolina in return for a seventh and Jonathan Mingo, which has been resoundingly chastised, big time, bigly, across all of the publications that do grades for the trades, and I'll give you ESPN, for example. They gave the Cowboys a Peyton.
Here's what's troubling to me is the Mingo thing is a trade that was universally criticized in terms of the amount of value you gave up. It's never good when Bill Barnwell has to write 6,000 words on ESPN.com explaining what the logic behind the Jonathan Mingo trade may have been. It's like, that's not a good sign when Bill Barnwell goes, oh, here's my 6,000 words for
here's
today.
Here's my 6,000 words.
Explaining why a team would do this,
that,
maybe.
That I'm going to write on election day that no one's going to read because they're going to be so up on the election.
One of the things he puts up here in his subcategories in his article is it possible the Cowboys know what they're doing? It's bad. If we're at a state where columnists are coming up with 6,000 words on, let's analyze if the Cowboys know what they're doing. Maybe they do.
How do you know it's 6,000 words, by the way?
I just assume it always is with Barnwell because everything's this long and ultimately it just says nothing because that's what Barnwell does when he writes. I know you're a big Barnwell guy, but
I like him.
I'm not the biggest fan of it. But yeah, yesterday, this is harder to take when you look at what was brought up, which is Davante Adams going for third. Mike Williams went later in the day after we left for a fifth. The Jets trade him for a fifth round pick. You've got in Washington, Marshawn Lattimore goes for a third round pick. The trade value is just, by the way, I think that answers our question to Diggs, Bland. Like, could you get a first? No, you couldn't. Now, Lattimore's hurt a lot, and Lattimore's a veteran, but Lattimore's still a legitimate. I think I saw the note yesterday. He hasn't allowed a touchdown in man coverage since 21. That was the last time.
Okay, so you think, how close are the two players? If you had to rank the two players, who do you put better And how close is it?
With Diggs? And yeah. Lattimore's better. And Lattimore's better, I think he's discernibly better. I don't know that it's like this massive gap.
But obviously the age plays
in. And the knee, but I mean the knee issue coming off of the injury for Diggs also plays a role in that. But I mean, Deontay Johnson went from the Panthers for a pick swap.
Right.
DeAndre Hopkins went for a fifth rounder. Mike Williams goes for a fifth rounder. Devontae Adams goes for a third. What are we doing here? Now, here's the only thing. Is it fair to... Do we need to stop worrying about what other people get in terms of trying to evaluate the Cowboys trade? Do we just need to evaluate it on should you have given that up relative to the quality of the player and not at all look at what did other people get after that? Because it's really easy to look at and say... Well, this guy went for fifth. This guy went for third. There's different reasons totally for different values.
But I think it's fair to do that. There is different reasons, and you know, I think we keep bringing up the Amari Cooper trade, but there was a money issue there too.
Yeah.
Right. So like you get it. You can't just look at giving up a pick or for a player for a pick and then saying, okay, well that's just the compensation that you need to get for that kind of player. Because money does play into it, and contract, and age, and all those things. So, yeah, I don't think it's totally unfair to do that, but I also don't think it's totally fair either.
No, I can understand a thought process for the Cowboys where they say, I think they had him graded in the second round when he was coming out last year. So, I can understand.
Ready to start talking to your kids about financial literacy? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app that teaches kids and teens how to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest with your guardrails in place. Parents can send instant money transfers, automate allowance, and more. Plus, keep an eye on spending with real-time notifications. Join more than 6 million families building healthy financial habits together on Greenlight. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey. That's greenlight.com/odyssey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
And them saying, hey, for a second round pick, a guy that we felt was a second round player, we can get him for a fourth rounder a year later and he's under control for the next 2.5 years. On the surface, I can see how that makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
Here's the problem. If I told you yesterday the Cowboys traded Mozzie Smith, who was a first-round pick last year,
right?
And I told you they got a fourth-round pick in return for him,
I'd be upset.
Would you be upset in terms of the return for the Cowboys?
I'd be upset actually for both, honestly.
I wouldn't. If you're telling me they get a fourth right now for what Mozzie Smith has shown for a year and a half, I'm doing cartwheels. I'm thrilled.
I would rather... It's only his second, like, this was his fourth year for sure. But we're talking about a guy, this is just his second year.
Well, then that feels like you don't think the Mingo would be that, the Mingo trade would be that much of an overpay. Because he's in the same spot. He came out the same year Mozzie Smith did, the same amount of time has passed. He had 52 catches last year.
Yeah, maybe you're right. Maybe you're right.
So, because to me, I look at it and I say the opposite. I say, Mozzie Smith, I'd be thrilled if I got a fourth round pick for him right now. Absolutely, especially if I thought it was a top of the fourth round pick, like that Dallas pick is likely to be, I'd be elated with that. And so you got to think, we're talking about a guy who went 20 picks after Mozzie and has universally had similar production. Like when we throw out Mozzie Smith is 119 out of 119 in this stat area or on this and that, that's Jonathan Mingo.
Right.
We talked about, he was 126 out of 126 in success rate for pass catchers over the last 2 years. The absolute worst in the NFL. Aaron Schatz from Football Outsiders, or formerly of Football Outsiders, had the note that Jonathan Mingo's defense adjusted the
yards
DYAR.
Above replacement, yeah.
That he had the second worst season in the history of the NFL based on their tracking. He's been awful. And there's a lot there's not a lot there that you feel like you can lean into and say, mm-hmm. yeah, but this is there's this that's positive on the back end, or oh, they're getting this out of it. He's not very good. And so to me, I look at him and go, you just basically traded for another team's Mozzie Smith and you gave up a fourth for it.
Do you believe in the change of scenery stuff then on players?
I think it's mattered before.
Yeah, it has for sure. I'm sure it has.
Which sport do you think that matters most in?
Well, I think it depends on the team.
But so like in general, like, do you think that's usually more applicable with baseball? It's more applicable with the NBA. Where do you think change of scenery? Because I've noticed Spencer Dinwiddie, a change of scenery changed Dinwiddie when he got here a couple years ago. That meant he was a better player coming here from Washington.
I think in basketball and baseball, it really helps some of these guys to get out of New York. I think New York, the spotlight of the Knicks or the Yankees, just because like the fans are so rabid, and so like if you strike out three times in one game, you need to be benched or traded, whatever. You can't handle it. I think that weighs on guys. I think it depends.
I think pitchers a lot of times when they get moved will. How many times have we seen and it happens with elite guys too. Sabathia gets traded to Milwaukee in the middle of the year, and all of a sudden he's lights
unhittable.
Out.
Unhittable.
Randy Johnson gets traded to Houston in the middle of the season. Nobody can touch it.
Right.
Like, there does seem to be some juice behind the idea of... Mm-hmm. Now, also, back in Randy Johnson's day, that's a little bit different, too, because you're switching leagues, and that's NL hitters who have not gone up against you for the last several years.
Absolutely.
And so there's a different
advantage.
There. Yeah, and I mean, similarly, there was still interleague play by that point, but probably similarly to Sabathia, that teams were not used to seeing him
absolutely.
As often.
Yeah, I think it matters in baseball. I think it matters for... receivers for sure, because you go to a new situation, you got a better quarterback.
Did it matter for Amari Cooper
when he came here?
Yeah. Do you think change of scenery
absolutely.
Mattered?
Absolutely.
I'd agree. I don't think it's going to matter with Jonathan Mingo.
No, I mean, because also like Dak's hurt now. Cooper can put the ball on, you know, in a good spot. Like Cooper's a better quarterback than Bryce Young. I mean, is he better than Andy Dalton? They're probably about the same. Maybe a little bit better.
Now, Dalton's not very good.
Not anymore.
Rush right now is. I don't know that I'd say Rush is a better player, but Rush is, that's a bad situation. Dallas is a better situation even with Dak out than Carolina's to Foster. But also, you've got scheme and all these other things. We're talking about, did missing training camp cause a slow start for CeeDee Lamb? I mean, we're talking about a much bigger issue with Mingo coming in here and having to learn a whole brand new offense.
True.
You're not getting a contribution. This is an investment thing. You're not getting much
out of it.
It's long-term.
It's a long-term play.
It's meant to be long-term. I don't even think he's going to be long-term. I don't think he sees the end of this deal here. I think he probably gets cut at some point.
If you were to bet right now with $20 on it, does he make the team out of camp next year?
Yes. I don't think he plays a snap for him in 2026. Because I think they will say, give him the rest of this year. Given him opportunity next year, and I think he's going to show exactly who he is. And in 2026, they're going to say, "Okay, let's move on."
So he'll play the snap, play the year, and then they'll get rid of him after 25. I could buy that. And if I were them, I mean, I would not cut him. It's too early to cut him. If you're going to give forward, you can't cut him before next year. It's intended to be a long play, and I don't have a problem with that. You need cheap labor.
Yeah.
If you're going to have $60 million quarterback, a $35 million wide receiver, and a $30 million edge. You got to find cheap labor somewhere.
Now, how much better would it be, though, if you said, I've got an offensive genius trying to use Jonathan Mingo?
Well, they had one.
I've got Ben Johnson. Philly. I've got Ben Johnson. How awesome would that be for you? Would you be pretty pumped about that?
I would be, but isn't Dave Canales thought of as an offensive, like...
Offensive guy. He's not on Ben Johnson
genius.
Level.
No. He's not on the... But he did wonderful things in Tampa last year.
Here's the thing. People are starting to sense this Cowboys job is coming open, and it is election season.
Huh.
And so, look, I mean, I think we all listen to me talk and we know that I have the quality of a voiceover artist, I think. And so I've actually been contacted by a few different people to run some campaign ads for these coaches as they're trying to establish themselves. And one of them is actually very critical of Ben Johnson. And so, I pulled some of them. We're going to play some of them today, especially with the election over now. Because now we're getting into, you know, election season for the coach.
For next year, too.
For the next coach. And so, this is the one that I was asked to do on Ben Johnson.
Ben Johnson is one of the hottest head coaching candidates in the NFL. But what is the mainstream media not telling you about Ben Johnson? Just ask his players. Quarterback Jared Goff recently told Kay Adams that Johnson makes things, quote, almost too easy. Too easy? When even easy is a problem, what can you expect when things get difficult? Bill Belichick knows how to make things difficult on his offense, posting an impressive 28 straight games without his team scoring 30 points. Ben Johnson, too easy for Jared Goff, too wrong for America's team. Paid for by Belichick for Dallas 2025.
So yeah, that's,
oh my God, that's fantastic.
That's the Belichick campaign lobbing things. And look, I think we'll probably have a response next hour from Mike McCarthy's campaign on why they don't think that Bill Belichick's a fit here in Dallas. But yeah, it's that time of year with the attack ads now for the Cowboys coaches.
That's fantastic. Oh my God, I love it. Too easy for Jared Goff, too wrong for the Cowboys. Well done, Bobby.
Thank you.
Well man. Done. All right, let's do it. Let's do it next. We got the college kegger coming up at 7. Let's do a special 6:40 edition in the 6 a.m. club of Ask Reddit next on 105 through the Fan.
Ready to start talking to your kids about financial literacy? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app that teaches kids and teens how to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest with your guardrails in place. Parents can send instant money transfers, automate allowance, and more. Plus, keep an eye on spending with real-time notifications. Join more than 6 million families building healthy financial habits together on Greenlight. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey. That's greenlight.com/odyssey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allowed 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at newbalance.com.